Chapter 3.
Then, after a few days, a military adjutant named Poudains, who was set in charge of the prison, began to show us considerable respect, realizing that we possessed some great virtue within us. He began to allow many people to visit us for our mutual comfort. Now, when the day of the show was approaching, my father, consumed with worry, came to visit me. And he started tearing the hairs from his beard and to throw them on the ground. He then cast himself on the ground and began to curse his old age and to utter such words as would move all creation. I grieved for his unhappy old age. On the day before we were to fight with the beasts, I saw the following in a vision. The minister Pomponios came to the prison entrance and began to knock violently. And I went out and opened the door for him. He was dressed in a beltless white tunic, wearing multi-laced sandals. And he said to me,
"Perpetua, we are waiting for you. Come."
And he took my hand, and we began to walk through rough and winding country. At last, panting for breath, we arrived at the amphitheater, and he led me into the center of the arena. And he told me,
"Do not be afraid. I am here with you, struggling with you."
And he left. And I gazed on an enormous crowd of people who were roaring. And I was surprised that no beasts were let loose upon me, for I knew that I was condemned to die by the beasts. And a certain Egyptian, vicious in appearance and intending to fight against me, came out against me together with his attendants. And some handsome young men came up to me to be my attendants and assistants. And I was stripped naked, and suddenly I became a man. And my attendants began to rub me down with oil, as is the custom before a contest. And I saw the Egyptian on the other side rolling in the dust. Next came out a certain man of such extraordinary size that he rose above the height of the amphitheater. He was wearing a beltless tunic, a purple garment with two bands, one on either side, running down the middle of his chest. And he wore sandals which were elaborately made of gold and silver. And he carried a rod like a gladiator trainer, and a green branch on which there were golden apples. And he asked for silence and said,
"This Egyptian, if he defeats her, will slay her with the sword. But if she defeats him, she will receive this branch."
And he departed. And we drew close to one another and began to let our fists fly. He kept trying to catch hold of my feet, but I kept striking him in the face with my heels. And I was lifted up into the air so that I no longer touched the ground and began to pummel him. But when I noticed there was some delay, I joined my hands together so that I entwined the fingers of one hand with the fingers of the other, and in this way I took hold of his head. And he fell flat on his face, and I trod on his head. And the people began to shout, and my assistants began to sing psalms. And I walked up to the gladiator trainer and took the branch. And he kissed me and said to me,
"Peace be with you, my daughter."
And I began to walk in triumph toward the gate of life. And I awoke, and I realized that I would not be fighting with beasts, but instead against the slanderer. Instead, I knew that victory was going to be mine. This is what I did up until the eve of the show. However, about what happened at the exhibition itself, let him write of it who will.